Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu at Fan Expo, and I'm here at the booth of the Fan Chicks. I'm here with Tiger and Nightshade. How's it going, guys?
Awesome.
I was here the other day, and I came over because I saw a cool Elektra costume, which was Tiger, and saw your booth and decided I wanted to come back and try for the interview. So could you guys explain to us what Fanchicks is all about?
So Fanchicks is a few things. We are an R-rated parody comic company, so we make R-rated parody comics. Comics that are both funny and crazy and have some adult humor and some adult situations and occasionally some boobs.
It's live action images combined with artwork. We have lots of stuff on the website that's exclusive to the website, as well as some stuff in print at the convention.
Yeah. We also do nerdy burlesque, which includes prop manipulation, circus performers, dancers, and singers. And fire.
Nice.
In fact, Tiger is one of the best fire poi spinners I've ever seen.
You haven't seen a lot then, because I've seen some really amazing. I'm okay.
Cool. Where are you guys based out of?
Canada.
Oh, cool.
Our fan chicks come from everywhere. We have fan chicks from Vancouver, from Calgary and Edmonton, from Saskatoon, from Winnipeg, from Toronto and other places in Ontario, and a few from even out east.
Cool. Well, when did you guys start this venture?
I guess it all began about, so I'd say 4 or 5 years ago. It was probably the first time we did an event. And we've done events at land centers, comic book stores, role-playing game stores, pubs, after parties for Comic-Cons. What am I forgetting?
Magic tournaments.
Thank you.
Nice. Would you guys ever consider coming to a geek-themed restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to do a cosplay cafe. That would be awesome.
Cool.
What exists?
Just so happens my sister runs one in Niagara Falls, if you're ever interested.
Yeah, that's what that one is.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
We would be very interested in doing something like that. That would be super fun.
Oh, very cool. And what's your favorite characters to cosplay as?
Oh, that's hard.
Well, mine would have to be She-Hulk, and I'm not just saying that because I'm dressed like She-Hulk right now, but I have 4 different versions, and I plan on doing every single version of her. She's a very strong, both literally and figuratively speaking, female character who's really smart and just has the right motives, her head in the right place, and I feel for her.
I'm going to say Kitty Pride for basically the same reasons. I have several versions of Kitty Pride and want to spend a weekend doing Kitty Pride through the ages.
Awesome.
So, yes, the Sprite and original Shadow Cat, plus Astonishing X-Men and current Kitty Pride and Kitty Pride as Star-Lord because she's running around with the Guardians now.
Yeah.
And then that way I could spend the whole weekend just being Kitty Pride. And for the same reason, she's an intelligent woman. She's kind. And despite everything that she says, she's actually really well-trained as a fighter. But she doesn't use that as her primary source. She tries to save before she tries to fight. And I really respect that about her as a person. She cares about the people in her life.
Actually,
and it's wonderful.
You're basically describing yourself right now. Did you know that?
Whatever.
Yeah, now she's all bashful.
Nice. Well, since we're a geek-themed podcast, I will ask, what comics are you reading?
What am I reading right now?
Lots.
Yeah, I was like, I have so many comic books to catch up on. I just bought Volume 4 of Uncanny X-Men Omnibus from the 80s because I am trying to reread all of the backstory of Kitty Pride from when she was introduced through the original Days of Future Past. So I'm working my way through those original Uncanny X-Men comics right now.
Oh, cool.
I just finished the first volume of Rat Queens, which was recommended to me by Nightshade, and it is hilarious. Not for the kids. Also, not for the kids, right now I'm in the middle of the first volume of Crossed by Garth Ennis.
Right.
One of my favorite writers, and I hope that I get a chance to read everything that man has ever written.
Well, actually, there's another one, too. And I actually won some art from them for cosplaying one of their characters. It's a very small publication called Umbral.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful art, beautiful color saturation, and a really beautiful story. And I've never come across anything else that looks like it. But every kid has had that nightmare where the monster under their bed is that big, squiggly, black creature with the sharp teeth, the claws, and the great big colored eyes. And that is exactly what this monster looks like. And it pulls on those little heartstrings from when you were a kid of being afraid. And she the character is very young, but she totally stands up to everything that is wrong in her world and is just trying to make it right. And she's absolutely amazing.
We'll have to check that out. What events do you guys have coming up?
So I've got UCEE in September. We have C4, which is the Central Canada Comic Con in Winnipeg at the end of October, beginning of November. It's always Halloween weekend for us. We've been invited to GamesCon here in Toronto in November, and also Fan Expo is doing another event in Vancouver, I think, in November as well, that we've been considering getting involved in. Fan Expo and their brand has been amazing with us, and we feel like we've found the best fit for us as a company, displaying with them as a venue, and we want to do everything with them.
Oh, definitely. They've been good to us too, so very nice people to work with.
Yes.
And tell the people out there where they can go to view you on social media.
So we are Fanchicks, so FANCHIX. Our website is just fanchicks.com. We have a Facebook group and a page under Fanchicks. It's nice and easy to find.
Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward to seeing you at future events. And
can I interject something?
Sure.
One of our photographers just walked up, our resident photographer.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Can we just give him a quick say hi?
Sure, how's
Hello.
It going?
I'm Rez. I'm one of the photographers for Fanchicks. I'm just here to help out a little today, and I'm having a great time, and these lovely ladies always make the weekend go by quite great.
Where can we find your work, Rez?
Well, currently I have some stuff up on Facebook under Rez Azer, A-Z-E-R. So R-A-Z-A-Z-E-R.
Very cool. Well, appreciate all three of you taking the time to talk to us today, and it was great meeting, and hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.